those things we've referred to today. First, prayer, and then anything else. That if I've prayed, I can do anything else required. If I haven't prayed, there's nothing I can do, though I may go through the forms and engage in the activities. Lord, forgive me for an imbalance in priorities, for rushing in so often to read or study the Word or prepare for the next engagement, and then as an afterthought, ask you really to bless it as I head out to the point of service. Lord, forgive me. I ask you to cleanse my heart of the poor motivation of that, the poor understanding of that. Correct my understanding with your wisdom and my activity with your procedure. And I pray that you'll make me first a praying person, earnest after Jesus, breathing in the atmosphere of your very life, just being equipped in your presence, being discipled in the throne room above. And then from the briefing room, may we go out to the engagement in the battle. And I pray that each one of us might realize today, every person here, that there's nothing more spiritual in what I'm doing right now than what they'll be doing the rest of the day if they really seek your faith. There's nothing more significant in what I'm doing here right now than what they'll do in the rest of the day if they're really seeking your faith. That we need a solid front of armed and equipped people penetrating every segment of society today, representing Jesus. And our task, to equip them. Their task, to go armed and ready and in the battle and representing Him in the fruit of the Spirit. And so, Lord, would you undertake for all of us today, correct us, encourage us, channel us, use us for your purpose. And may Jesus be real in us, to us, and through us in this day. And I pray this in His name. Amen.